Dracula and Nightmares. Spoiler alert this week, if you haven't read Bram Stoker's Dracula at least 60% and might want to, this blog post and podcast might spoil it for you. I don't spell the ending though. Hi and welcome to the A&J PEI Treasures E. Jean Simpson author blog post and podcast. I'm your host Jean, coming to you from the beautiful province of Prince Edward Island, Canada.
Oh, thank you.
The blog post and podcast is an opinion piece and only reflects this author's opinion and not that of any other entity. I hold no designations in politics, economics, or medicine. I am retired from the mental health field. I am a humanitarian and speak from that viewpoint only. Whether you agree with me or not, at least I hope it makes you think. This week I write about various things using a stream of consciousness exploring Bram Stoker's Dracula. If you want to find out more, then stay tuned. Lately, I've been taking some time to sit out in our screen porch to enjoy some night air. I alternate between reading and watching stuff on my tablet. My latest thing is reading Dracula by Bram Stoker, which in itself seems a weird thing to decide to read at night, but it hasn't stopped me yet. I've read it before and watched various versions of it in movie form. Some have been somewhat more sympathetic to Dracula and some less. Like with any other literature, we can find a lot of society of the time and lessons to learn for society now. In studying English literature, there is no lack of material in any form of literature, child, adult, classical. You need only to look. People seem to be selective in thinking that adult literature is the only place, and there's also a lot of the same to be found in children's literature. However, that is another story for another day. Reading Bram Stoker's Dracula, I can see the monster outside and the monster inside. There is a duality and multi-pronged universe that lived then and still lives now. They show a society that binds women to certain occupations and certain outlooks. It is also the society that binds men to certain roles and certain expectations. They show a society that has expectations on what they should look like, how they should feel, how they should comport themselves. Yet under all of this is the Nosferatu, the undead, Dracula, who changes his looks using the lives of others to do it, and who is the monster on the outside, which represents the expectations of society at its worst. Dracula takes the youth and innocence from people. Now when we look at this, it is about Victorian morals, Victorian times, and a comment on that society, but when we look harder, it seems a lot of the same themes repeat in our current day world. In today's world, we see the hate given to various groups and how it takes away innocence from people and makes them look to conform to some standard. It happens every day on a variety of levels. There is a lot of social pressure to have a certain look, be a certain age, or for some, there is also the must be just like the rest of us. If you're different, you are the problem. It seems that society has two camps now. There are the conservative in all things and the liberal in all things. It seems that there is an existential struggle, an existential crisis, where neither meets and there is no willingness to develop tolerance for anyone different. There is a price to be paid. Lucy, one of the first of Dracula's main character victims in London, pays the ultimate price. The essence of Dracula for our day and age are societal expectations that want everyone to be the same sort of person, to have the same sort of look and the same sort of orientation, etc., etc. Dracula, or societal expectations, sucks the life out of those who refuse to conform as they struggle to show a different world. Looking at it, we now have people with expectations on orientation, race, religion, age, etc., and they all put people in the role that they are expected to carry out. How is old literature not relevant to us today when we see that perspective from it? How can we save innocence of the world from being crushed under the yoke of oppression represented by Dracula? There are also various potential analytical impacts, even for Dracula, including a political one. The following article, and I gotta link my podcast right up on my blog post to that, talks about Dracula as someone moving in to trying to take over new territory and trying to take over beyond their own realm. This was very progressive ideology for the time, considering the slave trade and the First Nations people and the continued presence of abuses towards many minority groups of that time and the conquering of other countries. The book was written in 1897, and today in 2023, we're still seeing the ramifications of these situations. If people wonder why my brain can go through so many options, is it because my background with the first degree in English? It required us to think about things. It helps to realize that there are a variety of ways to analyze things. To understand that there are a variety of things you can see in literature and in the everyday world is both freeing and constricting. Freeing in that you can see a multitude of ways to look at things, but constricting in that sometimes the very simple things may not occur to you. The one thing I can say about university for me is that it fed my need to question everything, to figure out where I stood on things, and I kept learning and expanding my knowledge from subsequent ones after my first degree. Was it imperative? We'll never know. It gave me wider access to things that small towns might not give the luxury to be exposed to. I don't necessarily agree with everything I see. I'm flexible to thinking things through. Sometimes I have to shut down when there's just too much input for me to process. There are political, economic, moralistic, and various other aspects that one can use to look at things. You can have a new lens on the same issue and come up with different thoughts on the same subject. They may not be completely different, but may be variations on a theme. So one is left wondering whether there is a chicken or egg situation going on here for me. Though not everyone who goes to university benefits, and there are those who never go far in school who also think deeply. In my case, what I mean is, did I go to university hoping to expand my horizons, or did I already want to question things and learn about new ways to develop my ideas into a tangible and focused way? Would I have come across my path without it? Would I have brought myself to where I am now? Good secondary education can only provide you with training and with an overview, at least for the first degree. It simply shows you what is available and encourages thinking past the boundaries of the visible and look at the invisible. It can also be a difference of looking at the ordinary and finding the magical. For some of us, it is our magic, and for some, it is constricting. Welcome to my house. Enter freely and of your own will, Dracula says to Jonathan Harker. Is this not the thing we do when we set ourselves up to the expectations of the rest of the world and forget to take our own selfhood into consideration? We put ourselves into the clutches of the ever-hungering, ever-deadly monster that is Count Dracula, or social expectations and conformity. We put ourselves at risk of becoming the undead, the Nosferatu, or the blind follower of what is expected. We need always to be wary that we do not just accept what society tells us, we should be and think about the ethics and ramifications of our thoughts. Instead, we need to look at becoming who we are and accepting ourselves at all stages. No one is perfect, but if we are, as some belief systems suggest, created in the image of higher powers or some omnipotent being, how can we then say that some are created more or less equal? How can we be ourselves while being held thrall to expectations of society with disregards what is different? How can we be free or expect to see tolerance if we have little tolerance for ourselves and others? We need to question ourselves, understand our triggers, and learn to feel safe and comfortable in our own skins. We cannot accept only one part of ourselves, but also the baggage we carry and look at our attitudes. It is the eternal struggle of humanity against nature, themselves, society, and the elements that set us upon stormy seas. Even in this one piece of literature, there are many different pages of analysis of the story, and you can Google them. There's lots of them. There are so many lessons that can be learned from it. There are lessons like the need for people of diverse groups needing to join together to end the tyranny of the ruling chaos. There is the angle where people still need to believe in good triumph over a deadly adversary. There's the loss of innocence when Lucy dies and the slow degeneration into the vampire. Then there's the release from the bonds of slavery when Van Helsing, with Arthur's help, frees Lucy by ending the vampire existence. The important question when it comes to society is, was this character ever free to begin with? Even before Dracula came on the scene, Lucy was, in every way, a victim of stereotypical life and in bondage under the yoke of expectations of gender role. There is denying of sexuality and roles, and anything different has societal terrorism applied to diverse groups to try to get them to all fit the same cookie-cutter image of success, beauty, acceptability, and diverse other things. What you find in the book is a good story of the time. It is also a good story of this time. It is important to understand that we are only limited in this life by what we see and by being able and willing to accept ourselves and our limitations and others and theirs as being part of the human condition. Another quote from Bram Stoker's Dracula that I will finish up with is, "There are darknesses in life, and there are lights. And you are one of the lights, the light of all lights." So when you're put under pressure to be someone who is not in keeping with your best self, when it seems that the only way forward is to cave to society and its struggle against all things rather than allowing for the beautiful, this is the best lesson to come out of Dracula. Even in a society where there is so much wrong and so many things that can go wrong, there's always a light, and each of us is the light of all lights. Don't let someone change your light without total foresight and informed choice. Messing with Dracula can have dire consequences. Whether you agree with me or not, I hope it makes you think. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and thanks for your interest in ANJPEI Treasures. Keep watching, because we're always working on something. Thank you. Blog posts are available on WordPress and Goodreads. Podcasts are available on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, just to name a few. All my ebooks can be found on Smashwords. You can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Thank you for listening or reading. Bye for now.